thank you for being along with us today. I was starting to say it's been a busy program. We appreciate your being here, celebrating 30 years in 2008, the Saturday Light Brigade. And Billy's here. Hey, Billy.
Hello.
There you are. And you're perfect. How old are you?
I'm about 11 years old.
And where are you from?
I can't hear myself.
You can't. Oh, can you hear yourself now? I can hear you.
You're
good. I can hear you.
Well, I'm 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And life's good being a child.
What's that? Life's good being a child, did you say? Mm-hmm. How come?
Because things are fun in life. Like, I get to learn at school. I got good friends and a good family.
Well, that's great. That's who's in your family?
Who's in my family?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have my mom. My mom, her name's Rose. My brother, Justin. I have two brothers, Justin, Alan, and David. That's actually three, sorry. And then, oh, wait, I forgot somebody. And I got my brother, Jeff, over here, too.
Yeah.
And then I got my four sisters, Kiki, Ashley, Jenny, and Nikki. And they're all, like, I have lots of siblings. And then I have my aunt, Joanne, I have lots of cousins.
I hope they're all listening right now. It sounds like
I don't know if my mom called her or not, but I hope they're listening to this.
Me too. So you have four sisters. What are their names?
Jenny, Ashley, Kiki, and Nikki.
Okay, and then two brothers, Justin and...
Four brothers.
Or four.
Justin, Alan, Jeff, and David.
Okay, and this is Jeff, who's your big brother. So what a great attitude. What school do you go to?
What school do you go to?
I'm going to middle school.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
Linton Middle School. I'm in sixth grade.
Linton, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, that's out in Penn Hills?
Yeah, Penn Hills.
Yeah, I know that school.
I live in Penn Hills near St. Bart's Church, Frankstown Road. I don't know if I should do my address.
Oh, no, don't give your address. But I know exactly. I know exactly where you live.
And then I go to Linton Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the sixth grade.
Cool. What do you like to do?
I like to spend time with Jeff. I like sports. Mm-hmm. I like doing lots of things.
Well, we better introduce Jeff. Jeff is here, too, and Jeff's your big brother. Hey, Jeff,
Hi.
Are you?
I'm doing great.
How long have you two been with each other?
Just over 2 years now.
Oh, wow. And what was it like when you first met?
I was pretty nervous at first, but Billy is just so open and so like loving and caring right off the bat that it made it really easy to have fun right away, and it got great right off the bat. I was nervous before we got matched, but after we were matched, it was really cool.
Is Billy your first little brother through Big Brothers?
Yes.
And do you have any siblings yourself?
I don't.
So he's my
only brother.
That's got to be a wonderful emptiness that's been filled in your life to have a little brother. What do you do for a living?
I'm a graduate student at Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm studying chemical engineering and doing research on climate change.
Oh, you want to talk about Bernoulli's law together or the fanning friction factor?
We could talk about that. I'm not sure the children will be as much into that, but someday they might be.
A chemical engineer.
Excuse me, I have something too.
Oh, of course.
About just science thing.
Yeah.
One time I was at Starbase. And
what's Starbase?
Starbase. Atlanta Starbase.
Oh, okay.
Where I was when I was fifth grade, and we were learning about Isaac Newton.
Yes.
So I actually told you, I left a message on his phone, and I know the three laws of motion.
Do you? What are they?
There's energy.
Put yourself on the spot, Billy.
Interjection, I think. And there's reaction.
Action, reaction.
And then there's, it starts with an A, like adverbi.
Inertia,
yeah.
That name all of them.
What was it? You listed three, right? What was the first one you said?
Well,
you're not being tested today, so.
Yeah, it's not a test. I don't know if I can remember them,
well,
I should.
I forgot the last one, but I named all of them the Jeff, and I learned it pretty good because we were talking about science.
That's
pretty
awesome.
That would be good.
That's great. Have you been to Jeff's lab before?
I've been to Jeff's school and in his office. I find the school pretty interesting. We first met, the first time we went out, it'll probably be at Jeff's school. We went to the house because I want to know a lot about his school and stuff.
Well, that sounds pretty nice. Have you thought about what you might want to do when you get older?
Exactly. I would probably want to be in the Army.
You think? How come?
Because I want to fight for, like, what's right.
for our world. And I also have like a cousin that's in the Army. Her name's Regina.
And do you write back and forth with your cousin?
Well, I don't really write with her because I don't know what's like where her station is. So I just heard she was going there, but I hope the good for her.
Well, that's good to know. And it's good to stand up for what you believe in, too. It sounds like you really care a lot about things and about things being done the right way, being honest and truthful and those kinds of things. Is that true? I mean, it sure sounds like you feel that way. Jeff, what are some of the outings you've done together that really stand out for you?
We were talking about this on the way here. Last summer, we went on like a 15-mile bike ride, and we just maybe he's saying it's 20. We went on like a 20-mile bike ride, and Billy just kept going and going. And I'm like, well, we can turn around and go home now, or we can take this other loop. And he's like, oh, let's keep going. And it was just awesome. We spent just like 6 or 8 hours that day. We'd stop and get ice cream, and then we keep going, and it was just a blast.
That's great. Now here you are, a grad student, and. I know that being a grad student, you don't have a whole lot of time, but you're able to make time for Billy.
Yep, and he finds the time.
How do you do that?
It's fun, and you need to have balance in your life. And so I don't want to be doing science all weekend. I want to be doing fun things like playing laser tag or going to the movies. So this gives me an opportunity to do that. And
also our bike ride. Jeff, may I name all the places we were? We started out where he lives in Shenley Park. That day we went swimming. Then we're going to do a bike hike. And so we started at Shenley. We made our way to Pittsburgh where the bike sign is.
The downtown. Yeah,
downtown. And then we crossed the river.
Yep, we went to the south side. Yep.
And then we kept on going on the other side of Pittsburgh. And then we went through Homestead.
And out to waterfront, yeah.
Out the waterfront, Homestead. Wow. And then we made it back to Squirrel Hole Shenley.
That's a long bike ride.
It was awesome, yeah.
And none of us almost got tired at all.
Boy, I don't know if I could make it that far.
We went through wild terrains. We went through a forest with lots of jumps. On the way through the trail, we had to stop because the trail ended. Except we still didn't quit. We had to walk our bikes through a train track area. And then we landed out on the road. And then we just kept on going on.
Billy, what subjects do you like in school? I know that's kind of
math and science.
I know that's kind of a common question, but I was just you're really creative. I can tell. What are you doing in math now? Let's see, sixth grade. So let's see, are you doing like pre-algebra yet or anything?
Well, I'm so in a regular math, but also I am. In this help math class, and we're probably about a couple of chapters up that I'm usually doing, but I forget what we're doing because
it's Saturday.
Sometimes I don't pay attention.
Well, that happens sometimes, and it's got to be great. I'm sure Jeff can help you with math if ever needed, because I think
Jeff.
Jeff probably knows a lot of
math.
Yes. You're listening to the Jeff and Billy Show. this could be a weekly feature. I kind of like this. We should introduce somebody else who's here with you today. Sandra, if my memory's right. Hey, I got it right. Or maybe you might say Sandra.
Sandra, yes.
Sandra. My mom's from Boston, so I have this thing about saying Sandra and aunt and all these things sometimes. What's your position with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I'm actually a math support specialist, and I've been there over 7 years. And Billy and Jeff have been a great match. They really exemplify what our program is all about. My job as a match support specialist is once the volunteer and child are matched, I support the match and monitor the match.
Well, it's got to be a pleasure to watch these guys
evolve.
I mean, 2 years is a long time. Billy, Jeff was mentioning what it was like for him on the first day and that he was a little nervous. How did you feel about it?
Well, on the first day, I actually was nervous. And this, I would tell you the truth about the first day I really started liking him. I felt he was really nice, and I thought I could trust him, and I can trust him. And that night, when I was in bed, I honestly, the truth, I actually cried because I missed him, and I thought he was really good with me. And so, like, I was crying that I wouldn't want him to leave because he's really good. He's a really good brother for me.
Isn't that a great feeling? To, you know, I don't think anybody could put it any better than that. Well, I want to thank you for coming here today. It's really nice to talk with you guys. We have a pass to the Children's Museum.
Yes, we're going to use it right now.
And there's some great exhibits here that you can enjoy, even though there's stuff for younger kids. There's stuff for older kids here, too. The Gravity Room. Have you been here before through the exhibits?
A Gravity Room?
There's a Gravity Room.
I don't think he's been to the Gravity Room.
That you'll enjoy.
Fly?
You can't fly, but you can do some other things in there that I think you'll like. And I think you'll enjoy a visit. Sandra, are there things that people should know about? Maybe somebody's been inspired to get involved as a big brother or big sister. How can folks do that?
Yes. We actually have a lot of great big sisters and big brothers. They are what the program's about. And if you are interested, we always need more big brothers. And of course, big sisters are welcome. You can reach us at our main number. It's 412-363-6100. We also have, for the month of March and April, our Bowl for Kids Sake event that's going on. And anyone who would be interested to come out, we welcome everybody. It's a great event to have fun, to bowl, to get a bowling team together, and help raise money to support our matches. You can reach us at our website at www.bbbspittsburgh.org.
And Jeff, any parting words at all?
Do big brothers, big sisters, and odds are you won't regret it. I've had an amazing opportunity, and I've learned so much, and I've grown so much. So if you are looking to get involved, you should get involved.
And Billy, you get the last word.
And I think you should try big brothers and sisters. That gives you an opportunity to have fun with a person that really would like you. And I know indeed that you would love big brothers and sisters. When I first hooked up with Jeff, it was pretty fun. And I would really like big brothers and sisters. Keep on doing well with big brothers and sisters and try it out.
Friends all gathered round, there's something I would say.